إن الذين هم من خشية ربهم مشفقون. Indeed, those who live in awe for fear of their Lord. والذين هم بآيات ربهم يؤمنون. Those who have iman in the signs of their Lord. What signs are these? These are the signs that Allah has created in the universe. These are the signs that Allah has placed within our own selves. And these are the signs of the Quran. والذين هم بربهم لا يشركون. Those who do not join any in worship as partners with their Lord, whether their own nafs or their friends or society. والذين يؤتون ما أتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون. Those who give that which they give with their hearts full of fear, because they have to return to their Lord. See, this is the moment. The moment is not one who gives and complacently assumes, well, I'm definitely forgiven and I gave 5 lakh rupees in charity this Ramzan, so mashallah, you know, I'll definitely go to Jannah. That's not the moment. Those people who give what they have to give. Now this can be their time with people. This can be their knowledge. This can be their talents. This can be their wealth, their clothes, smiles, good advice, helping others. Whatever they are giving, whatever they are sharing for people, they're doing it for Allah. And at the same time, their hearts are full of fear. What if Allah is accepting this or not? What was the first dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam made when he was building the Kaaba? That, oh Allah, let many people come to this Kaaba and let them all remember me? No. Oh Allah, accept from us. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. That's what it's all about. Not how much we're giving, but whether Allah is accepting it or not. It is these who hasten in good deeds. وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. And they are foremost in them. And only the sabiqoon will enter Jannatul Firdaus. So we can decide for ourselves what we want. Whether we want Jannatul Firdaus, or, oh Allah will forgive me. The choice is ours. لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. We do not burden any person except according to his capacity. People say, oh, Islam is so difficult. It's so difficult these days to follow. You become a misfit. Allah is saying, remember, Allah will not test you beyond your endurance. If someone is sick and they cannot stand and pray, then they're allowed to sit and pray. If someone doesn't have enough money to take care of himself, then he won't be asked about zakah. We do not burden any person except according to his capacity. And with us is a record which speaks the truth, and they will not be wronged. No, but their hearts are covered from understanding this Quran, and they have other deeds besides which they are doing. They're not interested in the hereafter. Oh, don't talk to me of death. Death frightens me. Until when we seize those of them who lead a luxurious life with punishment. Now, wealth isn't forbidden in Islam, but if that wealth is becoming an obstacle in the path of our obeying Allah, then that wealth is a curse and not a blessing. Behold, they make humble du'as with a loud voice. Do not make du'as this day. Certainly you shall not be helped by us. Why won't those poor people be helped by Allah? Does that seem unfair? Allah tells us what their crime was. قَدْ كَانَتْ آيَاتِ تُطْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Indeed, my verses used to be recited to you. But you used to turn back on your heels. We're not ready to hear the Quran. Well then fine, listen to what Allah has to say. In pride, talking evil about it. Discussions against Islam. Discussions about how Islam is so racial and it's so prejudiced against the poor women. Then Allah says, have they not pondered over the word of Allah? They're just passing irresponsible statements about Islam's discriminatory attitude towards women. Haven't they studied the Quran? Haven't they bothered to find out for themselves what Allah has told us, what Allah has taught us about the rights that have been granted to us? Or has they come to them, what had not come to their fathers of old? Do they have some other knowledge? Or is it that they did not recognize their messenger, so they deny him? Or do they say there is madness in him? No, he brought them the truth, but most of them are averse to the truth. And if the truth had been in accordance with their desires, indeed the heavens and the earth, and whosoever is therein, would have been corrupted. No, we have brought them their reminder, but they turn away from their own reminder. The Quran is about us. It's about you and me. Hypocrites, mu'mineen, believers, muttaqeen, muhsineen, munafiqeen, kafireen. We can find ourselves in the pages of this book. But Allah says you're not interested in yourself. Or is it that you ask them for some wages? But the recompense of your Lord is better, and He is the best of those who give sustenance. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ Indeed, you are calling them to the straight path, but we're not interested. And indeed, those who do not believe in the hereafter are indeed deviating far astray from the path. And though we had mercy on them and removed the distress which is on them, still they would obstinately persist in their transgression, wandering blindly. And indeed, we seized them with punishment. When they didn't listen nicely, then Allah punished them. Maybe then they turned to Him. But they did not humble themselves to their Lord, nor did they invoke with their submission to Him. Until when we open for them the gate of severe punishment, then lo, they will be plunged into destruction with deep regrets, sorrows, and in despair. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنشَأَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَىٰ It is Allah who has created for you the hearing, the eyes, and the hearts. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ Little thanks do you give. How do we thank Allah? By saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah only? No. By using these blessings in accordance with Allah's command. By using these eyes to observe the signs of this universe and thus to worship Allah. By using these eyes to read this Quran. By using these eyes to see all that Allah has told us to see. And by using these ears to listen to all that Allah has told us to hear. And by using these hearts to bring us closer to Allah. But little thanks do you give. He it is who has created you on the earth. To Him shall you be gathered back. And it is He who gives life and causes death. And His is the alternation of night and day. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Will you still not understand? No. But they say the like of what the men of old said. They said, when we are dead and we have become dust and bones, shall we be resurrected indeed? Indeed this we have been promised, we and our fathers before us. This is only the tales of the ancient people. Nobody has ever seen someone come back from the grave. It's just the stories that Maulvis have invented to frighten us. Say, whose is the earth and whosoever is therein? If you know, they will say, it is Allah's. Say, أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ Will you then not remember? Say, who is the Lord of the seven heavens and the Lord of the great throne? They will say Allah. قُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ Say, will you then not fear Allah? We know Allah is Rabbul Alameen. We know He's created us. Still we don't care. Say, in whose hand is the sovereignty of everything? He protects, while against whom there is no protector. We can't even avert a sudden earthquake. We can't even avert a sudden heart attack. Allah says, they will say all that belongs to Allah. Say, how then are you deceived? Why then do you turn away from the truth? But we have brought them the truth, and indeed they are liars. Who are liars? People who invent lies against Allah. No son did Allah beget, nor is there any god along with Him. If there had been many gods, then each god would have taken away what He had created, and some would have tried to overcome others. Even in this world we see the battle for, you know, global supremacy. So imagine if there had been another god, there would have been chaos. Subhanallah amma yasifoon. Glorified is Allah above all the attribute to Him. All know of the unseen and the seen. Exalted be He over all that they associate as partners to Him. O Rabbi imma turiyanni ma yu'adun. Say, O my Lord, if You would show me that with which they are threatened, the torment. Rabbi fala taj'alni fil qawmi zalimeen. O my Lord, then put me not amongst the people who are wrongdoers. And indeed we are able to show You that with which we have threatened them. The azab can come. What then should we do? When people scoff at Islam, when people taunt Islam, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ Repel evil with that which is better. Don't stoop to their level. Don't start getting involved in their foolish, senseless arguments. When people start criticizing Islam, criticizing the Quran, just get up and leave. Be silent, because they're not going to listen to you. And we're told that when we hear people laughing at the Quran, mocking at it, or mocking at Islam's laws, فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ Do not even sit with such people. حَتَّى يَخُودُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ Until they start talking about something else. Allah says, repel evil with that which is better. Don't stoop to their level. We are best acquainted with the things they utter. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ And say, O my Lord, I seek refuge with You from the whisperings of the devils. Now these devils can be min al-jinnati wa nas, from jinns, from the unseen, those, you know, desire to commit evil, which we sometimes experience. And it can be from amongst mankind, from our friends. Oh, come on, tell this lie for my sake. What difference does it make? Push back your dupatta a little, Allah won't do anything to you. Say, my Lord, I seek refuge with you from the whisperings of the devils. Wa a'udhu bika rabbi an yahdurun. And I seek refuge with you, my Lord, lest they should come near me. This is the moment. Petrified lest someone should tempt him away from the path. Hatta idha ja'a ahadahumul maut. Until when death comes to one of them. When we read this ayat, we shouldn't think, oh yes, when death comes to that so-and-so person, that will serve him, right? We should think of ourselves. Imagine the angel of death coming to one of us, anytime. Until when death comes to one of them, what would we say? Oh yes, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to meet Allah. No. قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. He calls out, oh my Lord, please send me back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ. So that I may do good in that which I have left behind. See, we put off obeying Allah. I'm too young for hijab. I'm too young for the Quran. I'm too young to study Islam. I'm too young to dedicate my life to Allah. We don't know whether we could die in our youth. So what then would we say to the angel of death? Please send me back one more chance. Then I'll do good. Will Allah give us another chance? Kalla, never. Why does that seem harsh? Maybe if Allah were to give us one more chance, we would do good. إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. It's just a word that he's saying. He doesn't really mean it. Like a child, when the child's been naughty and he sees the mother's about to strike him, he says, no, no, give me one more chance and I won't do it again. The criminal about to be convicted, no, no, reprieve me, I won't do it again. It's just a word he's saying. وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ. That's it. End of story. The pens have been taken away. No more chance. If we were doodling on that paper while in the examination hall, we are in the examination hall right now, but if we're busy doodling on our paper and we're busy looking around and seeing what so-and-so is doing and what she's up to, and if we're distracted and if we've forgotten that this is an examination hall, then this will be our fate. Allah says, مِوَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ. Move on. No time to go back. And behind them is a barrier, إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, until the day they are resurrected. No calling out to our parents or our spouses or our children, do good deeds for me, please do good deeds for me, I didn't do enough for myself. After that, we're in the grave. It said that in the grave, person who's died is like a drowning man. He needs whatever du'as we can send him. مِوَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ. No dead person, you know, they've rung us up to tell us, look, I need some more good deeds. That's it. What we earn for ourselves, that's all we have to depend upon. People let us down in this world. What guarantee do we have that our friends will pray for us, that our children will pray for us, that our parents will pray for us? They might remember to pray in the beginning, but ultimately they'll forget. مِوَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ. Behind them is a barrier. We don't know what they're going through. Our loved ones, our friends, those of our loved ones who have died, do we know what they're going through? Do we know whether they need our help or not? We don't know. And most of the time we even forget to think about them. Behind them is a barrier. And so it will be with us. When we pass on, who will remember to pray for us? We need to do what we can for ourselves while we have the chance. فَإِذَا نُفْرِحَ فِي السُّورِ. And that's not it. It's not just that you lie in the grave. We have to get up. When the trumpet is blown, فَلَا أَنْصَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ. So you think, well, I'll meet my parents then. I'll meet my children then. Maybe they can help me then. There will be no kinship among them that day. They won't even ask about one another. See, once that angel of death comes, that's it. All ties will be cut off. All chances. On the day of judgment, Allah tells us elsewhere in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On the day a man will flee from his brother, from his father and his mother, from his wife and from his children. Imagine our loved ones, people we rely upon. My mother will never let me down. My spouse will never let me down. My children are there for me. Imagine on that day they'll be running away from each other. لَهُمْ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. They won't even care to ask about each other. Will all the people be like this? أَلَخِلَّا بِيَوْمَ إِذِ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. If we have been Allah conscious, if our friends were based on love of Allah, then those friends will not let us down on that day. If our relationships with our people, with our loved ones, with our friends were based on love of Allah, we fulfilled their rights, they fulfilled our rights for Allah's sake, then inshallah we will be in a state of peace. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Then they whose scales are heavy, they are the successful. We've read how we make those scales heavy in the beginning of the surah. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ And as for they whose scales are light, they are those who lose their own selves. In hell will they abide. Just think of the desperation a student feels when he knows he's failed just by one mark, or by two marks, or by five marks. If only I'd worked a little harder, if I'd got that question right, I could have passed. I could have made it. We know that Allah has given us some compulsory duties. What are our compulsory papers? Salat, zakat, fasting. If we flunk in the compulsory paper, no promotion. Allah says, they whose scales are light. Imagine that desperation of watching your good deeds being put on the scales and wondering desperately, will they be enough? Will they be enough? But in this life, we don't even think about doing enough good deeds. As one scholar commented, the believer sees his sins like a mountain that could fall upon him. Every time he sins, he thinks, how much will this be on the scale on the day of judgment? And the sinner sees his sins as flies which he just drives away. Allah is not going to ask me about this little white lie that I spoke. What's a bit of harmless gossip going to do anyone? Allah says, they whose scales are light. Have we prepared for those scales on that day? Because they whose scales are light, in hell they will abide. No talk of Muslim or non-Muslim here. We are relying upon our Iman and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's intercession. Allah says, they whose scales are light, they will abide in hell. تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ The fire will burn their faces. And therein they will grin with displaced lips, disfigured lips, like a skull. Now just imagine, why does Allah mention faces here? Because our face represents us. It represents the essence of our personality. And our face contains our eyes, our ears, our mouth, and our intellect. Now if our eyes are busy seeing that which Allah doesn't want us to see, and if our mouth is busy saying that which Allah doesn't want us to say, and if our ears are busy listening to that which Allah doesn't want us to hear, and our brain is ordering us to do that which Allah has not commanded us, then this is what lies in store. The fire. Now we like to protect our face from the sun. We like to protect our face from wrinkles, from aging. We buy creams, we go for facials. Have we thought about protecting our face in the hereafter? The fire will burn their faces. Have you seen someone whose face was burned? How disfigured, how terrible they look, and how sorry you feel for them. You can't even bear to look at them. The first time you look at them, you shudder in horror. What happened to this poor person? The fire will burn their faces. Not just once, not just twice, an eternity. And therein they will grin with displaced lips. The hideous image it conjures up. Why? أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ Were not my verses recited to you. Now this is very frightening. These people heard the Qur'an. These people knew what was in the Qur'an. They weren't people who'd never read the Qur'an in their lives. In other words, they could be Muslims. Were not my verses recited to you and then you used to deny them? Well, we don't deny the Qur'an, do we? But there are more ways of denial. It's not just verbal denial. If our actions are not changing, then it means we're denying the Qur'an. They will say, our Lord, our wretchedness overcame us, and we were a misguided people. Oh, our Lord, bring us out of this. If ever we return to evil, then indeed we shall be wrongdoers. They'll plead, they'll beg Allah, please, one more chance, one more time of return. قَالَ اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ Allah will say, remain in it with humiliation. Do not even speak to me. Allah won't even give them a chance to speak their case. Why? Does that seem unfair? Indeed, there was a party of my slaves who used to say, Our Lord, we believe. فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ We believe, so forgive us and have mercy on us. For you are the best of all who show mercy. فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سَخْرِيًّا But you made them a joke. Look at these fundos wasting their lives. What fools, what losers. Have you seen her, what an amma she looks in hijab? Allah says, you made them into a joke. You found them funny. Look at these poor fools, they don't even know how to have fun. So much so that they made you forget my remembrance. You were so busy laughing at them, you forgot to worry about yourself. While you used to laugh at them, إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا, I have rewarded them this day for their patience. What is patience? Constancy. Constancy in obedience, constancy in staying away from evil, and patience at times of difficulty. أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, and they are the ones that are the winners. How ironical. These people who are laughed at, who are regarded as misfits, as outcasts, Allah is calling them the winners. Allah will ask them, what number of years did you stay on earth? They will say, we stayed a day or part of a day. Ask of those who keep account. Someone old, you know, when they look back to their life, they'll say, I don't even know where it went. My youth, my maturity, it passed by so quickly. Our life is passing us by so speedily. Are we preparing for it? Are we making the most of each moment? Or have we just treated it as something that, oh, I'm going to be here forever. I've got lots of time to do something. Allah will say, you stayed not but a little if you had only known truly that this life of yours wasn't enough for you to turn to me. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ? Is that it? Is that why we're busy making fun of people who are obeying Allah? Is that why we're not concerned about our own hereafter? Did you think that we had created you in play and that you would not be brought back to us? So that's it. Eat, drink and be merry. Oh, we're too young. Let's have some fun first. So what's happening? What's going on? Did you think we had created you in play? That's all it's about? And that you will not be returned to us? فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ. Exalted is Allah, the true King. It's beneath His dignity to create a universe so people can just lead a frivolous life at the end of the day, die, and that's it. End of story. Exalted is Allah, the true King. How dare we insult Allah by thinking that's why He created us. None has the right to be worshipped but He. هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْكَرِيمِ. He is the Lord of the Supreme Throne. وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. Allah sums it up. Whoever calls to any other God besides Allah, لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ, of whom he has no proof, فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ, then his reckoning is only with Allah. What have we been taught? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, you alone do we worship and you alone do we turn to for help. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Indeed, the disbelievers will not succeed. وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And say, O my Lord, forgive me and have mercy upon me. And you are the best of those who show mercy. And this is also a beautiful dua to read during the second Ashraf Ramzan.